The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you'll find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I mentioned, today we celebrate the memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was martyred in 1941 during World War II. He was in Auschwitz, and one day one of the prisoners of his cell escaped. So the commander of the prison decided to punish the prisoners. He was going to execute 10 people from that same cell. And as the guards were picking the inmates to be executed, when they came to one man, he was pleading with them, you know, not to take him because he has a family and he wanted to see his family. But the soldiers would not listen to him. And that's when Maximilian Kolbe stepped up and said, "Take me in his place." And they asked him, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "I'm a Catholic priest." So the guards accepted to exchange that man with Maximilian Kolbe, and he was, you know, executed by gas. When he was made saint in the 80s during St. John Paul II's reign as a pope, the man whom he saved his life was present at that mass. Now, why would Maximilian Kolbe do this? Why would he give his life for someone else's life that he probably did not know? I think that's what Moses is talking to the people in that first reading. Loving our neighbor, it should be a result of God loving us. That's how we respond to God's love for us. God does not need our love, although obviously we should love them. But the way we express that love, by loving our neighbor. Because God loves us when we were sinners. Loves us when we didn't deserve his love. And that's the love that Jesus calls us to have, to our neighbor. That's how we honor God and give witness to the love of God in the world. Because a lot of times we think of loving our neighbor as something we should do just because we're nice people or out of compassion, out of pity. Well, that's good. But for us as Christians, the reason we love our neighbor is because God loved us first. And that's through that love, that's how we witness to God's presence in the world.